Beck is back. His last big public moment was a couple of years ago at the Grammys when he was accepting his award for Album of the Year. The presenter was Prince.
And the winner is Morning Faze, Beck.
That got Kanye West mad because Beyoncé didn't win. So he jumped on stage, prompting Beck to joke.
I need some help. Come back.
And now Beck's follow-up album is out. It is called Colors. Tom Moon has our review.
Days after Beck's Grammy moment, his press agent put the word out. The eclectic songwriter would release new music soon. Upbeat party songs he'd been recording over several years. That track, called Dreams, came out as a single in June of 2015. And then, it was pretty much radio silence, until now.
It's not the words I want to tell you. It's not the tension that I feel.
So, what took so long? Chalk it up to the great paradox of songcraft. Those effortless-sounding slices of pop euphoria, the moments that make you want to forget the world and crank up the volume, they often involve painstaking detail work. Beck spent almost 4 years recording and mixing these tracks. At least part of his challenge was making the music he'd labored over feel loose and spontaneous. Beck grew up in Los Angeles recording studios. Music veterans recall that his father, the arranger and orchestrator David Campbell, would sometimes bring his young son to sessions. Evidently, that left an impression. Ever since Loser, his 1994 breakthrough single, Beck has specialized in fantastical, willfully odd sonic jumbles. The new album continues Beck's postmodern pastiche, with abrasive noise, thrift store sounds, and his father's ear-stretching orchestrations all vying for attention at once. You have to listen closely. Beck's lyrics are more forthright this time, and there are even attempts at straightforward, Beatles-influenced pop. Not every track on Beck's new album has that effortless alchemy. Sometimes it feels like the original spark is buried under layers of sheen. Those moments are reminders of just how hard it is to manufacture pop exuberance under studio conditions. And they're quickly erased whenever another of these airborne, bliss-seeking hooks comes along.
The latest from Beck is called Colors. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.
Ten lips and filigree energy. What you want, what you need. One down the mountain.